Back to Cork, it's not raining. Many of the Fianna Fáil TDs, senators and MEPs gathered here in the Rochestown Park Hotel ahead of tomorrow's return of the Dáil tomorrow are on their way to County Offaly for the ploughing today. We are too. Audrey will be with you tomorrow morning. The Taoiseach was with us here earlier and in our final day of pre-Dáil party leader interviews, Mary talked with Social Democrats leader Holly Cairns, listening to both our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. Holly Cairns, tough day to come back.
An awful day to come back with this row over Owen Hayes. She said she was hugely disappointed in his behaviour. And I thought it was really interesting that in her interview with Morning Ireland around 7:30 this morning, she said that she learned of this Fandango from the media, that she didn't receive a call from her own TD. He clearly knew that this story was going to break. He published a statement on social media, and one would have thought before he did that, before he hit the button, he would phone up Holly Cairns and said, this is coming down the line. It's embarrassing for you. It's certainly embarrassing for me. But chose not to do that. And as a consequence, he's not going to be at the Social Democrats Parliamentary Party because he would be a distraction.
But she wasn't entirely clear about what she would do with him.
No, she certainly was having consideration. But if you were reading between the lines, it seemed to be that she said that if this had happened today, he'd be gone. Given this was something that happened when he was the head of the UCC Students' Union, it was 16 years ago, and she didn't say this, but I'm saying when you're in college or sort of, you know, in your late teens, early 20s, sometimes you do stupid things that shouldn't necessarily influence what happens today.
Micheál Martin, what, if anything, interested you?
I thought it was interesting that we do now have a timeline for the publication of the delayed housing plan. New housing plan was promised. We expected it months
ago. Why has that taken so long, Paul?
We don't know. The housing minister has been sort of trying to move away from a big bang, a big plan that's going to solve all the problems. He's making sort of smaller announcements every week, and it's that incremental approach he seems to like. But nonetheless, there has to be a plan. And maybe it is because if he's doing interviews like this, Micheál Martin, he gets tied down to a plan. Housing is huge issue. You have to have your annual stats, even monthly stats, and then that can be put to you, did you achieve your targets or not?
No budget commitments, no surprise, and a lot of attention focused on Jim Gavin.
I think no surprise on the budget. It will be announced early next month and we'll find out the details then. On Jim Gavin, that is the one, just, you know, ripples within the party questioning whether or not Jim Gavin is going to have that capacity to open himself out, to be able to make that connection with people. The presidency is very much an emotional thing. It's a personal campaign, and a sense from some
it's
of the
big unknown, really. For
exactly, them, some TDs and senators just wondering if he's going to be able to make that because they weren't quite sure themselves who Jim Gavin was.
One thing we do know is Micheál Martin's not going anywhere.
No. And showing no signs of it. You know, there is the Alex Ferguson effect. Once you announce that you're going to go, your power goes away from you. But Micheál Martin, he's staying.
Paul, thank you. We're going a minute and a half to nine.